Mick, not the ideal start to your reign as Gosport Borough manager, but Hitchin, physical side, well organised, difficult to break down.
Yeah, in a nutshell, really. I had a little report on them from when they played Basingstoke, and I knew what to expect. And maybe I was expecting a little bit more from what we gave. I mean, I haven't seen any games of Gosport's up to now, so I didn't really know what to expect before the game. But I was pleased with the effort of the players. They gave everything they had, but we're lacking in quality. Didn't really create a lot going forward. And as the game went on, fitness levels looked poor. We drifted out of the game really when we needed to try and pick it up and get back in it, and then we didn't look capable of doing that. So lots of work to do. Need to get players in is the priority, which is difficult with the embargo, but so I knew that before I came in, and could have done without the game Tuesday really, and could have done with a free week to try and get strengthen the squad. But you know, we're gonna have to go Tuesday and try and get some confidence back.
It's been a very hectic first 48 hours in the new job for you. Just talk to us a little bit about what you've done and what's happened since you were appointed.
Really just been trying to assess the squad really. I mean, it was the very, I only got appointed Thursday morning, so didn't really, only had Thursday night's training session to work with the players and introduce myself. Can't really judge on a training session, so that was difficult. And just been inundated with messages really of wishing good luck, but now that's out the way, I think it's reality kicks in now, and you know, there's a tough job to do on and off the pitch at the club, and it's not going to happen overnight.
One of the first things you did was to go out and sign Jamie Brown and bring him back for his second spell at the club, and I thought he was one of Gosport's best players today.
Yeah, I mean, what you see with Browner is what you get. I mean, he's fully committed. He's always fully committed. And I just felt, looking at the squad at Thursday, they look so young and inexperienced. I mean, probably Harry Medway and Ed Sanders and maybe Boosie are the only ones that had actually played at that level, I think. And I just felt it needed an old head and a leader to try and drag some of them through. And I thought, you know, he did okay today. But he shouldn't have been one of the key players out there, having not played for a few months because of an injury. I'm just hoping, you know, we can get a few more in this week around him with a bit more experience.
Okay, so looking forward to the next game, which is Moneyfields in the League Cup on Tuesday. That's an awkward one for you personally, having just come from there.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
It's going to be a very tough game. I mean, I've been there all season. They're a very strong squad. I'm not sure what sort of side Dave will put out. He may try a few of the younger lads out, but I'm limited to what I can put out because of the embargo. I can only have 16 players, and I've only got 16 players. So what you saw today is probably what you're going to see on Tuesday. And hopefully they've learnt from the experience today, so learnt what I want from them as players, and hope we can go into that and be competitive and try and get something from the game.
How pleased were you with the support that you've had and the good wishes and the well wishes from not just the Gosport Borough fans, but the wider footballing community?
Yeah, obviously it's pleasing. It's overwhelming, really, the amount of messages I got, but unfortunately it doesn't get you points. But it's nice to be wanted back at the club, and you know, I'm up for the challenge of trying to get the club back in a stable position, not only on the field but off the field. And that's going to, you know, I'm shocked in the 8 months how far it's drifted down, and it's going to be a big challenge. But there's a lot of people here that are up for the challenge and are working hard to make things improve. So I'll be doing the same.
Mick, thank you very much.
Cheers, Jess.